Australians in India are anxious following the National Cabinet's decision to cut the number of flights coming from the COVID hotspot country by 30%. Just yesterday, India recorded a new daily record for COVID cases, 314,835. South Asia correspondent James Oaten reports from Delhi.
Melburnian Deborah Pacheco has been watching the events unfold in India with grave concern.
A lot of people who have died, family and friends, from this disease, and we're hearing something every day. So it's really disheartening. You're so nervous to look at your phone when there's a message that beeps from someone who you haven't heard from in a while.
She arrived last November with her husband and two young children to spend some time with her family in Goa. But as the COVID crisis unfolded around her and across the country, Deborah was keen to get the family back home. She secured tickets for next month, but now those plans are uncertain.
It's disheartening because we waited for so long to get on flights. Just the competition is crazy. There's a minimum amount of flights. We wait for ages to let it get confirmed. The DFAT flights are affordable and we were really lucky to get on board, or so we thought. But now, unfortunately, we just have to wait and see whether we can actually make that flight.
There's an overwhelming sense of gloom and despair in India. There are countless stories of desperate people unable to get medical attention or people dying after being turned away from hospitals.
I think I describe it as a country that is broken. Everywhere what I sense is a kind of cocktail of rage, despair, devastation, loss and helplessness.
That's journalist Biker Dutt, who spent weeks reporting at hospitals and cremation sites. Her elderly father's just been admitted to intensive care after contracting the virus.
It's heartbreaking. What's happening is larger than us, right? It's a calamity, like being at war. And I just feel like I have to keep telling this story. I have to keep holding power to account. And also, it's the only way I know how to cope.
India's daily infection rate of almost 315,000 cases is a new global record. Poor COVID behaviour is widely blamed for igniting the surge, which has included large political gatherings and religious festivals. Then the more infectious variants are believed to be fueling the fire. Dr. Deepak Baid is from the Association of Medical Consultants in Mumbai.
Across the world, we have found that the second wave is always more dangerous and more powerful and more virulent than the first wave. So then we always ask ourselves the question, have we been prepared? Then the answer is definitely a no.
That lack of preparation has put much greater political heat on the Prime Minister, Narendra Modi. Last year, his government imposed one of the strictest lockdowns in the world, whereas this year he's been accused of standing idly by. Just a few days ago, he was gloating about the huge audience at one of his political rallies. Michael Kugelman is from the US think tank, the Wilson Center.
Previously, there was this immediate, bold response in which the whole country was locked down, whereas in this case, the response has appeared to be complacent at best and catastrophic at worst.
This is James Oaten reporting for AM in New Delhi.